Mass tourism. Mass tourism is a form of tourism that involves tens of thousands of people going to the same resort, often at the same time of year. It is the most popular form of tourism, as it is often the cheapest way to holiday, and is often sold as a package deal. A package deal is one in which all of the tourists' needs are catered for by one company, such as Thomas Cook. These needs include travel and flights, activities, accommodation, and sometimes food. This is called full board when all meals are included. Half board includes two meals a day, while self-catering means you cook for yourself. These types of holiday are often the opposite to sustainable tourism, extreme tourism, and ecological tourism. There are many different types of mass tourism, including skiing in the mountains or sunbathing on a beach, visiting a theme park such as Euro Disney near Paris, or taking a cruise. Governments and local people often support mass tourism because it generates a lot of income for local areas. Advantages include: 1. Jobs are generated by tourism in many areas, in the initial construction of the resorts, in travel, in food provision, and in other service-related industries. 2. Local people benefit directly from employment. 3. Roads, rail, facilities, electricity services, etc. all need improving to accommodate for tourists. Local people will then also benefit from these infrastructure developments. 4. Transport facilities are developed. 5. The local tax base increases, so local government and councils can invest in schools, healthcare and social services. And 6. Tourists introduce new values and cultures and learn about new cultures. This causes cultural understanding. However, tourism does have disadvantages. 1. Transnational companies from rich countries are often involved. This can result in a lot of the profits leaving the country. 2. The jobs can be seasonal, especially in beach and skiing based resorts. People can therefore find themselves out of work in the closed season. 3. Tourists consume huge amounts of resources, including food and water. This type of tourism is particularly unsustainable in this manner. And 4. Tourists introduce new values and cultures. This causes cultural pollution. Land can be lost from farming to tourist development.